Okay, shkoyach. Okay, thanks.
Okay, here we go. So everyone is in.
Okay, fine. Shkoyach. All right, Seder. So shalom aleichem, everyone. Nice to see you. We're holding on daf Tesvav and Aleph. The Gemara is talking about. You want the top of the Amud, it's talking about Isha who was Raya Dam La'achet Tashmish. And I'm not talking about right away, not if it's Mamish afterwards, we get into Shiloh of Chatas or whatever, or Asham, but a significant amount of time later, let's say an hour or two later. And the question is, how do you view the status of the Baal in such a case? So the Gemara really brings down three Shitas. The first Shita is the Shita of Chachamim. So what's the question over here? She found Dam 2 hours later. Did she have that Dam b'shas Tashmish? In which case she would be Metame her Baal. So Chachamim hold that we have to assume that there was Dam b'shas Tashmish. If we found an hour later, it's probably the b'shas Tashmish within the time of Meis L'Eis. And the Baal will become Tame. Tumas Maga, he touched a Nida, and it'll be Tame Tumas Maga, but he's not Metame Tumas Bail. He does not have a din of a Bail Nida, that special Tumma Bail Nida Maga, like anything else she touches, that would apply. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Kiva holds Af Metame Mishum Bail. Rabbi Kiva holds he's even going to become Tame Mishum Bail. In other words, the regular din of Bail Nida will apply. We assume there is Dam Deb Shasbi, and he's a Bail Nida. And then Rabbi Yehuda, Benesh, Rabbi Yochanan, and Zaki, Aymer, Baila Nichnas, Tzahechel, Maktik, Tyrus. He's coming to be Chaylik, and he says, not only, he's the most cool of the Keshita, not only is he not the Tamei, Tumas, Baal Nida, like Tanakama, but he's not even, I'm sorry, not only is he not a Baal Nida, like Rabbi Kiva, but he's not even Tamei, Tumas, Maga. He doesn't even have Maga Nida, he's 100% Mutter. He could go into the Beis HaMikdash and be Maktik, Tyrus, there's no Tuma whatsoever. So Tanakama holds, there's Tumas Maga, Maga Nida, you touch a Nida, but not Tumas Bail. Rabbi Kiva holds even Tumas Bail. And the third sheet of Yehuda holds, there's not even Tumas Maga. So then the Gemara goes on and asks on the third sheet of Yehuda, on Sheetas of Yehuda, Yehuda, B'nai Shem Bechum Zaki, Aymer, Baila, Nechus, Eichel, Maktik, Tyrus. In fact, the Gemara, but typically, the Havana Geb, Me'es, Le'esh, Shebenida. In fact, the Gemara, why could he go in and be Maktik, Tyrus, L'chari, he touched a Me'es, Le'esh, Shebenida. He touched a Nida, L'chari, he should at least be an Ageb, Nida. How could you go into the mikdash? The Gemara says, "Who damek yishamay, damek kol anoshim dain shaitan." He also like shamay, the kol anoshim dain shaitan. We're not metame meis leis, and we do not have to assume there's any dam b'shas bia just because we found the dam a couple hours later. In fact, the Gemara but still shre because typically davali bal keri. The Maaseh is about keri because he had a bia. So forget about nida, forget about maga and everything else. He should be tummy himself because he's a bal keri. Every time a person has bia, he's tummy bal keri. How can you go into the mikdash if he has Tumas Keri? So the Gemara answers, Bishol Gomer Bia. So that's making a kinta that he did not finish his Bia. So not finishing your Bia and not being Mazir, like Rashi says, is not enough to be Matame Tumas Keri. And therefore, there's no Keri. So there's no Keri, there's no Maga, and there's no Bail. Rashi points out that if we're talking about Bishol Gomer Bia, so then how does Rabbi Kiva say that you're Matame Mishum Bail Nida? L'chaira, if you didn't finish the Bia, it's not a Bia. Why are you a Bail Nida? So he says, no, that's different. When it comes to Bayal Nida, we hold that Hara is Gigmar Bia. And even though you only did Hara, you're still Chayiv as if you did a full Bia. When it comes to Tumas Valkari, for that, there has to be Gigmar Bia, there has to be a Hazra. So those are the three Shitas over here. So now let's just go with the third Shita, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that you are not Tummy at all. There's no Bayal Nida, there's no Maga Nida. And he says you could be Nichnas Lahechal Umaktik Tyrus. He expresses that by saying you could go into the Mikdash and be Maktik Tyrus. So the question is, on the Lashon, why does he have to go through this whole Arichus? So you go into the Heichal, you're Maktik Tyrus, you mean the Tyrus, just say you go into the Mikdash, you go into the Heichal. What is he adding by saying that you're Maktik Tyrus? Why is that Negea to what we're talking about over here? If you can go into the Mikdash, that already tells us that you're not Tummy. What's gained by saying Maktik Tyrus? This is a Ha'ara that Achronim have over here. So it's a very, very nice Mahalot from the Pnei Aryeh. The Aryeh is a very late prince. In his Sefer Anida, he says like this. He says that the Taisus and Daf Beis has a Shaila. This we say that Nosham or Metame Me'es La'es is for sure true B'Shusha Yachid. The question is that even true B'Shusha Rabim? It would be a very strong sign to say that maybe B'Shusha Rabim a woman is not matam nameisayis, because at the end of the day, it's a safuk. Right? What's the shot? You find dam now, we chayshit, and maybe there is dam lazir within the last 24 hours. Maybe, maybe not. It's a safuk. Safuk tumo, rishis harabim, is tahar. That's normally the halacha. So the chayin should be mutter rishis harabim. So Tesis has a halaricha. Tesis has to say it's not true. Over here, we're more machmer for whatever reason. And it's tummy even rishis harabim. But lamaisa, you see from Tesis that there is a shtaka makam to say, if Rishus HaRabim, may it say it would be tar, because it's only a Suffolk Tumah. If it's about a Tumah, it would be Tumah. But if it's only a Suffolk, maybe it should be tar. So therefore, Zaki Yishayaya, he says, if Rabbi Yehuda would have just said, the Baila Nichnas LaHechel, you could go into the Azara, to the Mikdash, or to the Hechel, and, you go in, that would not tell us that she's Bevadei, not Tumah Meisleis. Maybe she really is in the Tumah Meisleis, but the Azara, the Gemara says, has a din of Rishus HaRabim, and who had in the Heichel, when people are in there, also had a din of Rishus HaRabim. So maybe the reason why she could go in, he could go in is because it's at the end of the day, it's a Safek Tumah. Safek Tumah start Rishus HaRabim. That's why he could go in. But when it comes to the Rishus HaRabim, maybe it would be Tumah. Maybe there is a Safek Tumah over here. So therefore, the Gemara's Matayah, no, he could go into the Heichel and be Makter Tyrus. What's the mile of Tyrus? By Tyrus, the Gemara says in Yuma and Mandala that the Kahanim are players from the Heichel when he's Makter Tyrus. Everybody leaves, he has to be alone. Shas HaKtaris, and there's nobody there. So the Shas HaKtaris, it's strictly a Rishus HaYachid. So if even when it's a Rishus HaYachid, we see that you could go in and be Makter, that's a Raya that obviously this is, you're not Mitam HaMeseis, Midin Vadei, not just Midin Safek, it's 100% Mutter. And that's why the Gemara goes out of its way to save this Lashon Makter Taris, to say that it's Bevadei Tar, there's no Din Tumah Meseis at all, and it's not just out the Heter of Safek Tumah Rishus HaRam. That is the Pshat, the Teretz of the Pe'ari. I had a ha'ara on him that L'chaira, this is, it's not so pashut. But he's trying to work out that you have to make the Heichel into Rishus HaYachid, or else it's going to be Safek Tumah Rishus HaRab. L'chaira, you could say that doesn't make a difference, because at the end of the day, where was the latest Safek over here? Where did the Safek originate, whether there's whether he's coming or not? That originated B'Shas Tashmish, when they're back at home. B'Shas Bia. B'Shas Bia, and when they're at home, Pashas is Rishus HaYachid. So the din of Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid should be telling on the bias. Was the, if they were in Rishus HaYachid, B'Shas Tashmish, it's a Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid. If they're in Rishus HaRabim, it's a Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim. That's what the latest Safek is. Who cares what happened later on? Who cares what happened when he went into the Mikdash? If the Mikdash is Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim, that's not where a Safek originated. The Safek is B'Shas Bia. So let's just look at what the situation was at B'Shas Bia. Why are we in the Chalal looking at the, at, you know, the status of the Heichel? And again, why would it be necessary to say that by the nichnas of Makter Taris? This was a shtickle ha'ara I had on this part. And so I found an interesting thing that I think would perhaps answer this kasha. There's a sefer called Tshuva Me'ava, which is not the famous Tshuva Me'ava, but this is a pretty recent sefer. And it's chiluf ha'michtavim between Chaim Kanievsky and Rabbi Avigdor Nevinson. So this, I think they have it to be Mechutanim, or Chutanim, you know, their grandchildren, I think, married each other. So there's a lot of very interesting Mechutavim that Rav Nevinsal sent to Chaim Kanievsky, and he writes his Aris back. So Rav Nevinsal wrote in this letter where basically he starts off, he says, Avakash Rishos, I want to ask Rishos to tell you a pshat in the Gemara Nidan Daf Tesvav. He brings on this Gemara, Baila Nichnas Umaktik Taris. And he asks his kasha, why does one have to say this all richas of being machtik taris? And he answers, Mamash is mechavin to the Pnei Arya. He says the same part, that the chiddush is that even though b'shas taris, there's no kohanim there, everybody is pirish, and it's rishus HaYachid. The chiddush is that even then, you're tar, and that's right, that you're tar bevadei, not misafik. So that's his chat in the Gemara. So he wrote this to Rechan Kanievsky. Rechan Kanievsky wrote back to him, you know, Mashikasa Benita Tazvav, Kadmai Besefer Zer Avram, Meshem the Pnei Arya. So he says, you're Mechavim to the Pnei Arya, he already said you're Vart, so you're not being Mechadish or anything. So that's what he says back to him. But if you look in the letter, if you notice, there is one line over here that Rav Nevinsal is Maisif, that the Pnei Arya doesn't say, which Lechai is a Bechidish, and this is pointed out by the notes on the bottom, whoever wrote these Birim over here, that he is being Mechadish something. And that is that he throws in this one line over here where he says that Nira Mizeh, you have arrived from here, that a Bayal Nida, the Gabi Safek Tumah, has a din of the Sheretz Atzmai and not a din of the Maga Sheretz. So what does that mean? What does it mean that it has din of the Sheretz Atzmai, not the Maga Sheretz? So I think, just to be mazal what he's saying, you declare here in this din of Bayal Nida, what exactly is the Sheresh of his Tumah? Abayal Nida already, as we mentioned, is a vala, not a din of Tumas Magen. That's clear. But you're not Tumas because you're Negiah the Nida. That would be Tumas Beis Astarim. The Tumas has nothing to do with the Negiah. It's a Tumas of Bia. The Bia, the Maisa Bia, somehow brings Tumas on the Bayal. So now, the Shaila is, within that new din of Tumas Bayal Nida, that the Bia brings about a Tumas, what's the Pshat of that? What's the getter? Is it the Pshat that there's Tumas on the Isha, and the Maisa Bia brings that Tumas of the Isha onto the Bayal, so it's like a Makabal Tumas from the Isha? Or is the Pshat that it's nothing to do with bringing her Tumas on him? It's exactly a custom that if you're Bayal Anida, you become Tame. There's a new Tumas Lechadash is called Tumas Bayal Nida, and that is Chadash on you through the Maisa Bia, but not that the Tumah is coming from the Isha. It's your Egina Tumah, your own Din Tumah, and that comes about through the Bia. Agav, he doesn't bring this, but there is Lechara Shtikal Raya. You know, it's a shayla how to look at this, but I think the Taras Kahadar says Rashi brings it down in Chumash that there would be a Havamina that a Bayal Nida is Ailo the Raglo. Then, if you're Bayal Nida on day three, so you start counting from day three, not from day one. If you're Bayal Nida on day four, then you start counting from day four. So but that Havamina, it would be very much mashma that it's not your own Tumah, but you get her Tumah. Her Tumah is transferred to you. I think the Kamash one is we don't say that, but at least in the Havamina, it would be Mavur, such a Musa, could be that's the, you know, the Havamina Maskanam. Oh, come on, that's the Chakira that you could clear over here. So what Rav Nemetzal is saying, I think, is like this. He's saying that if the Pshat is that you're a Makabal Tumah from the Isha, and then the question is, where were you Makabal Tumah? Was it Shisiyach, was Shisirabim, then we'll die Mishasbiya. Were you makabel tumah from her, or were you not makabel tumah from her? Then the kasha is a good kasha. But if the pshat is that you're not a makabel tumah, but you are the tumah alein, when you have a maisa bia, you become the chafza of tumah. You become like a sheretz. You're the mucker of the tumah, not a makabel tumah. So then the suffolk is not in b'shas tashmish, because the suffolk always has to be, where were you makabel tumah? There is no din kabbalah tumah over there. You are the tumah. You are the sheretz. The question is now, when the sheretz comes in the mikdash, is it mutter to bring it in or not? Are you allowed to go into the mikdash? That would be the latest asafik, and that's why you would dan on the heichal and not on the shas tashmish. So by saying that, he's really bavarning, I think, the kasha that I had on this play Aryeh, that l'chara, it is mistaber to be dan on the heichal, not the shas tashmish, because we view him not as a mekabel tumah, but as the tumah itself. That, I think, is his pshat. He's saying over here, which is l'chara, very nice pshat. The problem is that it still bothers me that I don't really understand what he's saying, because that would be a very nice shot if we're dining with the Bayal Nida. The question is, what is a Bayal Nida? Is he the Kabbal Tumah? Is he the Tumah Alein? That's a very good Shaila. But we're not talking about Bayal Nida over here. Bayal Nida already, we're finished with. We know for sure you're not a Bayal Nida, that even Tanakhama says. The question over here, are you a Tumah Midin Maga Nida? Maga Nida, L'chara, everyone agrees, is a very simple Tumah. You touch the Nida, you become Tumah. That's clearly a getter of Kabbalah's Tumah, not a getter of becoming the Tumah itself. So if we're talking about Maga Nida, L'chay, this tetz doesn't help, because at the end of the day, where did the Shaila Maga happen? Happen in Shas Tashmish, so we shouldn't be downing on the Heichal, we should be downing on the Shas Abiyah, the Makam Abiyah. So again, it's Tadu Kusha L'Dokhto, I'm not so sure exactly what the Pnei Arya means, or what Nevinsel is answering. So I think Lulei Dvarav, I would say maybe something more Pashit, that what the Pnei Arya means to say, is that it's true that the Shaila, where did the Tumah originate, that is Shas Bia. We have a Shaila, did he become Tami? Did he not become Tami? But at the end of the day, there was no clear lehalacha. There's no nafkamina lemais at that point. We didn't have any Shaila. We don't care. Maybe he's Tami, maybe he's not Tami. Who cares? It's not Negel lemais for any Shaila. Where did it become Negel lemais? Only once he wants to go into the Heichel. So when you're downing on the Savik Tumah, you want to know, is it just a Rabbi? It's just a Rabbi. You don't look at where the Tumah was Nailah. You look at the where the Shaila comes up, where it's Negel lemais, and that's talking in the Heichel. And that's why we have to say Machtik Taris, because that would be the Makam where you down up the Tumah. So that could be after it has been the Gemara. I just want to end up with one last Sahara over here. We said that it's Mavur in the Gemara that the we're talking about Shaloi Gemar Biyasa, else would be Tumah within Valkari. Now, Rashi Bavarn, so then why the Fir Bekiva Yimatame Mishum Bayal Nida if there's no Gemar Biyasa? It's like Rashi, because that's not a problem, because Hara Benita Kegmar Bia. Hara Benita is like Kegmar Bia. The Chesed, it says it's Mekara and Hara. It says in the Parsha of Arayas, Alashem Hara. So we learn from there that Hara is Kegmar Bia, Lega Benita, and therefore you're Metame, Tumas Belnita, even though you're not Gemma the Bia. So the Mishnah Melech asks Akash and Rashi, he really asks this on the Rambam, but saying Akash and Rashi, that he says it's Tamur, Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying, how do we know that a Belnita is Metame with Hara? Because we find in the Parsha of Arayas that you're Chai for a Nida with Hara alone. So, fact of Hashemalach, ma inyan tumma l'arayis. What in the world is tumma after with arayis? There's a pasha of arayis, which is a din of einish, karis, carbon, whatever it is. For that, hara is gemar bia. When you do hara, it has din of gemar bia. But when it comes to tumma, when we're talking about tumma, we're not talking about the din of arayis. Tumma is there's a new din of tumma's baal nida. Make it taste that the din of tumma's baal nida has anything to do with the erva. Maybe l'gabe erva hara is gemar bia, but l'gabe tumma it's not. So how can Rashi bring a mucker from the parish of arayis to the din of tumma? That's a Zohar on Rashi. And he blabs Shver aside. I just wanted to say, I think you could answer this LP on your side from the Panovich Rab, which we mentioned a couple weeks ago, or a couple months ago, with a Chakir that he has, the Gabi, a different Shiloh. Also, we get to the Gemara over here, that what's stacking the Pshat, the Fichachamim, that the Baal is not Metameh, Tumas Bayal Nida. Right? Chachamim say that even like Metameh Meisleis is only for Maga, but not for Tumas Bayal Nida. The Kiva holds you are, but Tanakam holds you not. So if you're Tommy, you're Tommy. If you're Tommy for Maga, why are you not Tommy Mishum Baal Nida as well? Rav says that you can clarify here, what's the pshat in the din of Baal Nida? Is Baal Nida a Tumma Digadin? That it's a new way of bringing Tumma. You're Baal Anida that brings the Tumma, the Nida on you. It's just a regular way of transferring Tumma. Or maybe it's not a Tumma Digadin, it's more of an Arayis Digadin. It's from Hilchas Arayis. And when you're Baal and Erva, the Nida who's an Erva, you get, besides the Einish of the Karis, there's another Einish, and the Einish is you become Tamik. The Tumma of the Nida goes on the Baal. But it's a result of the Isser, it's a result of being Baal a Isha Asura. So he says, if you say that second shot, that would explain why there's no Din Tumas Baal Nida when it comes to Tumma Meis Leis, because when it comes to Meis Leis, that's only for Taurus. It's for Taurus, for Kachim, but it's not Labaila. We don't say to the Mafreya, if there was a Bia within the last 24 hours, that the Baal was Ivran Isanida, where there is no Din Meis Leis, there can't be Baal. So that means for sure we're not Ivran Isanida. If you're not Ivran Isanida, then there can't be Tumma, because the Tumma is really a result of the Isser. It's not just Tama Din Tumma, but it's from the Dinim of Arai. So if that's correct, and I think Rashi is very pasha. If the whole Din Tumma comes as Neveh from the Din Erva, so if you find that this is a Bia Lagabi Arayas, then who Din is a Bia Lagabi Tumma? Of course, it's gonna be Tali HaBaha. So it's pasha. The being Hara Lagabi Erva is Hara Lagabi Tumma, because the whole Din Tumma is a tight saw from the Issa Erva. Mishamacha didn't say that. Maybe he held Abed Tzan. Maybe he held that it's a different Din. It's Mamash Tumma. It had nothing to do with Erva. And that's why I can't bring Araya from Arayas to Tumma. But in the Bedas Rashi, in the Rambam, you could say that they held like the Panovich Rav, that it's the Panovich Rav, that the din of Tumma is a result of the din of Arayas, and therefore it could be Araya from Arayas to Tumma. Okay, Ashokayah.